The topic of lead contamination continues to consume city leaders. The Milwaukee Health Department is under scrutiny for mismanagement of its lead paint abatement program. At the same time, community pressure for a comprehensive plan to eliminate risks, including in paint and water, seems to be mounting. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz saw evidence inside City Hall on Wednesday.
Alderman Tony Zielinski has long been beating the drum for comprehensive public education on the dangers of lead. He championed changes in the health department's outreach. Wednesday morning, he pushed a companion strategy before the Public Works Committee.
Key components of the legislation include inserts going out with the water bill quarterly as opposed to semi-annually, and that would provide educational material about lead.
And where it poses a threat, in paint, water, and soil. But Zielinski offered more than demands. He found a potential source of funding.
Some outside funds that could help with our efforts here.
Zielinski asked Sherry Tussler to explain. Tussler is no stranger to Milwaukee's lead conversation. She helped create a multi-organization task force that is promoting the role nutrition can play in mitigating the impact of lead contamination. Tussler's own agency is funded by SNAP Education. That comes from the USDA.
It is intended to promote healthy lifestyles and healthy eating for people who receive food share.
Tussler learned about a pot of funding that Milwaukee might tap into.
From a prior federal fiscal year, $3.9 million to be exact, that could be applied to lead education in Milwaukee.
Committee members, including Alderman Nick Kovac, seemed taken aback by offers rather than demands.
So you'd be applying for up to $3.9 million or a portion of the $3.9 million?
We're still working on the total budget. We have until Friday to put it together. We would probably be applying for somewhere between $1.5 and $2 million.
Is this money you've ever received before?
We already are a SNAP-funded grantee.
Okay.
And so this is an amendment to a current contract and not an application process.
While committee members mulled over how many lead awareness inserts should be mailed and the message they should include, Tussler said her strategy includes a year-long door-to-door campaign.
Where people will go out and pound on the doors of the homes with lead service laterals and give them information.
Hopefully. And who would do that work?
We are working right now with the Dominican Center, Metcalf Park, Milwaukee Christian Center, Northwest Side CDC, and FLAC.
With the deadline coming up Friday, Tussler says there's not much time to apply.
What we would need by Friday would be a letter of commitment from the Milwaukee Water Works and a budget.
That would have to come from Water Works Superintendent Jennifer Gonda, who wasn't doing cartwheels over the project.
I don't generally write letters of support for grants. It's been my personal professional policy. I usually ask the elected officials to do that. So I'm taking a look at it.
Gonda says she's planning a variety of methods to reach city residents this year, including holding meetings at neighborhood libraries and crafting a lead education curriculum for schools. But people who gathered inside City Hall late Wednesday afternoon aren't planning to wait for the Water Works strategy to unfold. A dozen organizations, including social and political action groups, are demanding city leaders come up with lead contamination solutions now. Isaiah, a North Division high school student, was one of the people who spoke.
We need every citizen to rise up and take a stand. It is a human right to have clean water.
This morning, another round of debate will likely erupt inside City Hall. The Public Safety and Health Committee will consider a proposal calling for stepped-up blood lead level testing for children with an eye on the risks of lead in drinking water. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.